Welcome to the Startup Addict Podcast. I'm Nick Swinburne. I've been starting companies for over 20 years now. I've had some big successes, like Zappos.com, and lots of failures. Regardless of the outcome, I'm still convinced there's nothing more addicting than trying to turn ideas into reality.
All right, welcome to the Startup Addict, and I don't know what episode it is because we're just jumbling. We got some news that you'll hear
jumbling.
Later.
We're jamming.
Welcome to the jumble.
Monday is all about Julio. So yeah, this time we thought we'd talk. You know, today we should talk about something.
Or should
else.
We say Miss Lara?
L.A. Lara.
Miss Lara. Goodness the new gracious. Change. Oh, wait, did I spoil it?
I don't think he's keeping the name, is he?
I don't know.
he's going to change it.
It's a new age.
Julia. Guy. I think it's Julia Lara now.
It's like my ninth donut.
All right. So today we're talking about conferences.
Conferences.
Jim and I just went to a conference.
I know. It looked awesome.
We could do an episode on planning your schedule for a conference because Jim booked his own flights, his own hotel.
Yeah.
Nice. Conference was from... What day is today? Well, conference was from...
It's Friday.
Monday through Wednesday.
It was actually Sunday.
Sunday through Tuesday. And, right?
Yeah, so I went to the, I went to the website, right?
How much more setup do you need?
I went to the website and it was like okay, here it was like, you know, plan your conference, right? What do you need? Like, what days for the hotel, what days for the flight? It said, come in early Sunday and leave Wednesday morning. And I was like, okay, cool. So I just booked that. And sure enough, like, the conference starts at like 3 o'clock on Sunday. I got there at 6 o'clock on Sunday. And then my flight was at 10:30 on Wednesday morning.
And the conference ended at 5 o'clock on Tuesday.
The conference ended at 6:30 on Tuesday. Yeah. So Nick was smart. He left Tuesday night. I was dumb and left Wednesday morning.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we went to this conference. So we signed up a few months ago. I gotta slow down because the coffee's kicking in.
No, I can't wait.
No, so we signed up for this conference, and the logic was, again, recurring theme. If we're planning on, you know, increasing what we're doing in the restaurant space, this conference was for fast casual restaurants.
Yeah.
So I figured we should go and learn what we don't know, right? And learn what we don't know, and see if there's any secrets out there. Because there's always this recurring thing. It always feels like there's got to be some secret in industry. But we signed up a long time ago. And then generally, I think for me, usually when I sign up for a conference, it's more half rooted in maybe we'll go learn something and half like, oh, that'd be a fun thing to go to.
Yeah.
Fun being nothing to do with the conference.
I love conferences.
Oh, we could go to Seattle for a couple of days. That'd be fun.
Yeah, Seattle. As soon as we sign up for it, like, I'm like, oh, I wonder if the Sounders are going to be in town while we're there. We can steal away and see a soccer game.
But then you start, you know, the closer it gets, you start to realize, like, and then you start thinking, why am I going? Like, what are we going to this for? Like, what are we actually going to get out of this? There's a whole bunch of shit to do, and we're really going to go leave for a fucking couple of days and sit at this thing. So kind of reconciled in the head before I got there of like, okay, I don't know why we're going. Right, I don't know if it's going to be useful, but let's see if we can. We're going to go, so we already fucking paid for it, so we might as well go and see what we can figure out. And then, what I was surprised by was historically when I've gone to conferences, I've had that same thought process, and then I've gotten there, and I guess I was just expecting too much. I was expecting to learn, like, to just be like everything changed and learn so much in each thing, right? And you also feel like you paid for it, so you got to go to every single little thing. You got to extract every little piece of information.
You don't do that?
Meet everyone. No.
That's what I do.
So this time I was like...
It's a marathon for me.
I don't know what Jim was thinking. He could say what he was thinking. But I was just thinking, like, I reconciled him. Like, where it became useful was I stopped... Because before I'm looking at the agenda, right? And I'm looking at, okay, does this fucking topic seem interesting? Does this topic seem interesting? Nah, I don't know. You know, I just want to sit in my room the whole time. Well, I mean, you're already fucking here. You might as well go to this thing.
Yeah.
There's mixers. Do we need to network? Do we need to do this, that, and the other?
Oh, yeah. You have to.
But what I decided was the opposite, which was, all right, the most useful thing we're going to get out of this is just seeing people in our space that are farther ahead than us and trying to figure out what are the things they're doing, like just the basic, whether it's technology or apps or metrics or whatever it is that they're tracking or using in that place, right? Let's not try to hang on every word. I mean, a lot of the... This gym was enraged by this, but a lot of the panels were more
totally
commercials,
enraged.
Right? Like they'd have the moderator would be from a company, and then they just tee up a couple of panelists about it.
Shills.
But throughout it all, basically, you just sat there and you just realized there's a few common themes, a few common products that everyone uses. Yeah. And also gave me like more comfort in like, yes, you know, because still have that chip on the shoulder of like, oh, we're from outside the restaurant industry. We must be missing something. And realize, no, these are a lot of really smart people that have accomplished a lot. Got a shitload of restaurants running them really well. Hope we get to that point at some point, but they're just normal people. Mm-hmm. And nope, there was no magic secret thing that we had never thought of, or oh, when you get to scale, all of a sudden some crazy financial or, you know, people thing that pops up, right? It's basically the same thing, it just keeps getting bigger. So even though that sounds obvious, I left feeling like, okay, this is cool. We've had a peek into what these larger companies look like, and this still seems interesting, still seems exciting, and still feels attainable. So let's, but the other reminder was these people are smart, they're focused, and they've been doing this for a long time. So it's a little bit delusional to think that we can spend 20% of our time focusing on this with a skeleton crew and get to where they are, right? That's not, it was kind of a good reminder of that, of like, hey, what do they say? Like, what's that thing? Skill of many, master of none, whatever.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah, right? Like, we always run the risk.
That actually says on my business card, by the way.
Does it?
Yeah.
We always run the risk of focusing on too many things and never seeing any of them all the way through. Mm-hmm. That's I would say that, identify that as our biggest risk, is that we'll bounce from thing to thing to thing and never actually get the most out of each one of them. This conference did remind me of that, and, you know, said, hey, you gotta be, let's be honest, right? Like, it wasn't like, I don't know what it was. I was, in a way, if you got up there and you're like, man, these people don't know what they're talking about, and this is just ridiculous, that might have been comforting in one way, but I thought the opposite. You know, I thought like, no, this is clearly not going to be easy, right? Mm-hmm. But it's going to be exciting. So once I got in that mindset, the conference became more, like, usually I just dread each section, each panel, and then just like, I feel like compelled, like when I'm in the waiting area or whatever, you know, grabbing, it was fucking coffee, like outside of the doors to the two conference rooms was permanently all these coffee dispensers. So we had
coffee,
so
tea,
much fucking coffee,
water. I mean, like, yeah, that
4,000 was... kind bars. But I guess I've been doing a monologue here. It was, so now I'm actually looking forward to conferences more. Because I realize you just go into the conference with a mindset of don't latch on to every little thing. Just go there, hear things, let yourself think about shit, and just kind of realize what you're going to realize, right?
Yeah. Like
it was important
I think that's always been the point of conferences, Nick. I think you've just had a different view of
them. I've always thought I wasn't being productive enough at them, right? I've always thought, like, I'm not meeting people. I don't really like talking to people. I don't like doing these things, and, like, I must not be... this one had nothing to do with networking. It was all just about sitting there and thinking.
I think if we were selling something, it would be like, if we had a product that we needed to get there, it would have been more about networking. If we had piece of software or a restaurant equipment or something, like, we would have wanted to be in every room talking to every person. But as a person who runs restaurants, I think it was more of a, let's go in there and let's listen and let's learn and let's take it all in. And I think there's a lot of realization, like, oh yeah, hey, we're doing that, and oh hey, yeah, like, we should probably, like, let's look into this. I mean, I took notes and we have a bunch of new stuff to look at, and it was like, it was pretty reaffirming. And then there was also times where Jim was raged out because he was just felt like he was being sold to the whole time.
So I think now anytime we entered a new industry, like if we decided to start opening fucking, I don't know what, auto parts stores or something, I think now for whatever reason, even though it's a basic thing, to me it was like, just go to these things with an open mind, as with anything, right? Yeah. Don't go with expectations. But I do also think, at the same time, don't be one of those fucking people that just signs up for every conference because it's like a trip. Like, there was a lot of people there where it was basically a vacation, right?
Yeah.
So as a company, it's like, I don't think I would send too many people to these fucking conferences because they weren't accomplishing anything. Like, I was actually sitting there the halftime thinking, why are some of these people here? Like, there was a little... difference sometimes between the people on stage and the audience. Like, the audience was, I felt like, people who were pretty far along, and the audience was more useful to people, I think, like us, who have one restaurant that you're trying to turn into a bunch, or opening multiple concepts.
Yeah.
And then I realized, I guess it's like this weird, reward system for like, hey, you work somewhere, you get to go on these trips, and you basically just go on a trip, and so maybe that's, maybe
that's it, a is good technically way to, a free vacation because room's paid. You know, you get per diem.
I know. I've been to a couple of these before at other companies, and I always had to come back and pretty much give like a. I had to sit in a room full of either the people that were working for me or I was working for and be like, here's what happened. Here's what we learned. Here's what I think. Yeah. Here are the takeaways from what we picked up. Here's what I want to institute out of what I got from that. I think we need to look at these three things and make it work. So I got to believe that, yes, there is that vacation type of, hey, we're going to go and do this. But I probably most of those people, especially people working for corporations, have to go back and be like, here's what I learned. Here's what I take. Here's the takeaway. Here's what we're going to try to work on moving forward. There was a different vibe in that room than a lot of the conferences, and it was an older crowd than I expected.
Yeah, and we did see the Chris Cornell statue. Thanks for telling us that it was there.
How was it? Was cool.
It was good.
Yeah,
it was dark.
I was actually going to try and make that. I was going to actually make that ceremony, but I was like, I can't fly out. I just got back.
I wish you had told us because that was actually that would have been the day before. It wasn't that day. It was the day before, so we would have missed it.
Yeah, they had guest speakers, and I think a couple people were playing or something like that. So.
Yeah, when we got to it, there was. Couple people leaving flowers and taking pictures and shit.
Sorry, I was gonna say, was there a lot of swag?
I didn't get any swag. Jim got a big bag of swag in his room.
Yeah, there was. It's funny.
I forgot to book a room until the day of.
Oh, really?
There was a big bag of, you know, just multiple things, and it's funny how you look through that and you think these company picked the certain things. There was like multiples of things, like lip stuff and pens and cards and like some random stuff, but you're just like, how does this translate into me using your company? There was a pair of socks in there, which was like from a company that had nothing to do with socks, and you're just like, am I gonna wear these around and someone's gonna see them and be like, oh, we should use that company to track our inventory.
It does remind me, like, it was another reminder of, so the challenge with going to these conferences is that you could end up just being like everyone else, because you go to these things and you're kind of like, oh, they're doing it good, we should be like them. A, you're getting half the story because they're just fucking sitting on stage telling you about the good things. Primarily there were some that opened up,
yeah,
but even little things, yeah, like putting swag in the bags, like, it doesn't really, it was just kind of a reminder that there's a lot of things people do just because that's how you do them, and right. Like you I'm going to buy a bunch of pens to put them in this bag, or I'm going to buy socks, or I'm going to buy socks because everyone's going to get pens. You know, and it's like, I think there's just things that we've done in the past where it forces you to think, why are we doing this? You know, it also, I think the other thing that reminded me of was the people in the expo area. So I thought the conference was actually interesting. It wasn't huge. It was interesting, but the expo area was not very good. Like the expo area was basically, I kept walking around thinking these companies paid to sign up to have a display area. And it was kind of, imagine like around a room, you had a little table with a kind of a sign you could kind of see, almost looked like someone had set up in Starbucks with a sign behind them. But then in between that, they put all the rows of buffet food and coffee and shit.
Yeah.
So I think it was another example, which I don't have the answer for, of like, and we did it before. I don't remember which companies we did it before. And we did it for Stagger. We did it in Magic, and we did, Dethrone, we did Project or Agenda or something, and then even Zappos in the beginning, when we couldn't get investors, we bought tables at like investment shows, which was like 20 folding tables in a room with 30 people walking around.
Yeah.
But it's not very,
it's not effective. Yeah.
And it's like, so you feel like you're so I think going to these industry events thinking that will make you part of the industry is probably not necessarily accurate from an advertiser.
I'm torn on that. Like, if we were one of those people in that room with a banner, I would have been kind of pissed because I've been like, this is it. This is where you're putting me. This is what it is. But like, at the same side, depending on what you're selling, if you only, you know, if you reach one person and that one person becomes a huge account and it brings all sorts of money into the company, then it was worth sitting in that little room with that little sign. So I guess it depends on what
it depends on the industry too. Yeah.
Industry, what you're aiming for. I didn't think the presentation was great, and I felt sorry for some of those people who were kind of sitting up against one wall or in a weird place. But
yeah, every time someone would open the door to go outside, the one guy's fucking display would blow over, and people all day long were just walking out the door. His display is blowing over. He's just sitting in his booth holding his fucking display up.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So
we got a booth at TechCrunch Disrupt once. I don't remember what company it was for. We got one in the little outside area.
How was that?
It was a disaster. I think we got it. I think when we signed up for it, I think we got confused, and we thought that by being in that area, we were we were part of the battlefield or whatever it was at the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't. Like, I don't know if we did it right or wrong, but we basically realized right then that we, A, had signed up for the wrong thing, and B, didn't have a product ready. So I think we might have actually just left our table blank. Like, did nothing. It was around, like, a conference table.
When you go to those big tech ones, because I'd done CES a few times, mm-hmm. CEDIA, Infocom, and stuff like that, these guys put so much money into these booths. They're, like, yeah, hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, that's
dollars.
A tough... Those huge ones, it's tough to stand out and be something different and, like, where you're placed. And, yeah, I just... That's a whole nother level of competition.
We
yeah.
did... So what was it? It wasn't Magic. For Stagger, we did one, and it was... It was a big deal for us. We got this booth, whatever the show was, it was some offshoot of Magic or part of Magic, or maybe it was Agenda. I don't remember what it was, but it was in Vegas, and it was a big deal for us, right? This was our big break. We're going to get this booth. We had Chino from the Deftones was going to be at the booth. A bunch of fighters were going to be at the booth. Like, we're going to get a bunch of accounts.
You got Chino at the booth?
Yeah. And we went into this knowing that we weren't going to have... because we basically were doing artwork from a rock poster artist, Jermaine Rogers, and he had done a bunch of Deftones posters, and he told us, you got to get him at the booth. And so we got him out there. But he, what we realized was we were going to the booth expecting people to find us. We hadn't set up a bunch of appointments, which we didn't realize how big of a deal that was at the time, that most of the people were walking around with appointments, and you'd get a little bit of people's.
Yeah.
But not only that, we didn't realize that to the bigger brands, this wasn't a selling opportunity, this was a party, right? It was just, hey, it's a good place. All of our buyers are going to be here. Mm-hmm. We're just going to fucking touch base with them. We're not even going to worry about writing orders. So next to us was, I don't remember what it was, but it was a sunglass brand. And they fucking had just speakers, and they had the exterior of their booth set up as like almost like a little bar. And the speakers were facing our booth. And our booth was open-walled. You know, it wasn't like a...
Oh, jeez, you just get
And so
hammered.
You literally couldn't fucking hear. Like, so here we are. We spent a bunch of money on this, and... It was our first experience that we didn't know what to expect, and we weren't getting a lot of traffic because we didn't have a lot of appointments, and we weren't part of the industry already, so we didn't know a whole bunch of people. And then every time someone would wander our booth and actually show some interest in the fucking line of stuff we had, we couldn't fucking hear them. So it was so frustrating because someone would come in, and maybe it happened five times that day, and they're like, you can't fucking hear them because it's... So finally went over there, we're just basically... fighting with these, like, turn that fucking music down, and they're all, it's a fucking show, bro, what do you expect? Like, god fucking damn, you know. So we're all just enraged. So I think the long-winded synopsis of this episode is, if you're going to go to a conference, whether it's to display your startup or as an attendee, I think you just have to reconcile in your head exactly what you want to get out of it, and it's got to be something realistic. You're not going to go to a conference, no matter how cool your stuff is, and instantly be the belle of the ball, the darling of the conference. And if you don't have an idea, I don't think you're going to go to a conference and come out with a fucking business plan, or people aren't going to reveal how they did everything.
Yeah, it's just...
It's more just, I think, go to learn about industries. If you're just looking for something, I think then going to conferences and just trying to figure out, like, what's interesting to me, like... You know, is interesting.
Yeah, I think the takeaway is to keep it in mind, right? Yeah. Like, I think that's a good place to be. Like, especially if you're just trying to learn.
Right? It's kind of like this episode, right? If you really think about it, I don't know if you know what we said in this episode, but maybe there's something in there where you'll be like, "Huh, that's
don't
a good
expect
point."
Much,
but that's kind of how the conference is. Yeah, just fucking listen, hang out,
the beginning of it, see what happens.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your conference stories live on air.
Well, Dennis also told us, "Hey guys, I got like 25 minutes before I got to go to the dentist. So can you guys think of something real quick?"
Oh my god, he's such a beast. No, if you guys ever want to go to CES, let me know. I can get tickets.
Hey, all right.
Yeah, it's insane there. It's probably like one of the biggest conferences I've ever been to, and it's you drink, they offer beer the entire time, so you're just walking around.
That's what I mean, it's basically a party to look at things.
Yeah, and all these companies just showcase all their like
cool
even
stuff, yeah.
And if you were a small electronics manufacturer, you wouldn't go there because you just get drowned out.
No, there's a whole other section that's like iPhone cases. Like, there's a whole wing of iPhone cases, and it's just like nobody speaks English, it's all Japanese companies, so it's pretty insane. Like, it's just, it's endless, but if you want to go, it's fun. Anyway, all right, I gotta go get
their teeth cleaned.
Yeah, get those grills going. All right, if you like what you hear, at the Startup Addict on Instagram, Twitter, startup_addict, YouTube, keep searching. We're now on Cast FM and
Castbox FM.
And all right, Julia.
See you next time.
See ya.